Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is September 29, 2016. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And in an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Excuse me. You can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, our email address, and our mailing address at our blog, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Now, I know that when you first scroll over there, you know, it's a lot of news and things that you can see, and there's a lot of things over there. But some people, especially folks on smartphones, that just want to get to radio archives and click over there and just see them scroll down, go to messiahsbranch.com. That's messiahsbranch.com. You can also check out branch.automatic.com. These are all smartphone friendly. In fact, at branch.automatic.com, they have an iPhone app and an Android app. And so go there, get it, listen to the programs. We're also working on an app from just Messiah's Branch. And if somebody knows anything about those, hey, and you can help me out with that, email me, text me, call me, do something, because I could use some help for that. And I think it really helped the ministry. Excuse me. And I also challenge you to share these radio programs with at least two or three other people. Remember, prayer requests can also be sent by United States Postal Service and by email with your return address. If you include your return address, then we can mail it back to you after we take them to the Wichita Mission Church and anoint them with oil and pray over them. And remember, we won't use your address for any solicitation for donations. Also, if you include your phone number on that, we'll call you back if you want us to for a prayer that way. And remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally, so pray about supporting airtime. And of course, I want to thank all our listening base that is worldwide in places like Bonn, Germany and Frankfurt, Germany. What I heard, the people over there in Germany may be faced with a national crisis. We'll talk about it later on this program. But also South Africa, Brazil, France, London, Norway, and of course cities in the United States like Denver, Colorado, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Portland, Oregon, Tampa, Florida, Toledo, Ohio, New Orleans, Louisiana, as well as Wichita, Kansas, which still remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they podcast later on tonight. Now, prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, I just pray that radio night goes according to your will and not my will, and I pray that you give me the words to give the people so that they might be warned in this time that we're in, and so we might all draw closer to your ears, to you, Father. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen and amen. Well, today I feel led to talk again about the coming darkness as it's starting to cover the world. But before I do that, this song I play it over and over because it does show my heart, and you wouldn't believe, but in fact I was discussing it briefly with my producer, you wouldn't believe the people that really like this song. So here it is, a song called The Message from Brother Ben.
I've got a story to tell you, a message to deliver in song. If you'll give an ear to these words I sing, compassion for the lost will grow strong. I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro. A burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. The Bible says they're walking in darkness. They cannot see the road that they're on. Broad and it entices them with pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls, they don't know. One more chance to snatch a soul from entering hell. But don't you know these evil days are numbered? So get to work and do your job well. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. You're soon lose their souls. Now you've heard this message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard's ripe, the field is wide, the workers are few, and the harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't want to. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't want to.
Folks, I always pray about what radio guests to have on and what certain message that I should give or bring on by, you know, a particular radio guest. And I was, you know, giving it deep thought. And for some reason, I just, you know, I get to this point where I'm just not, I get where I'm not concerned about a guest like today. And that usually ends up meaning that there's something coming, you know. And so I was wondering today about what to do for the guests for my first program, and I had a couple of ideas and people that I'd sent things out to, a couple of people that I could have called. As you know, I've got a lot of regular folks that I could call in a moment and have be on with me, and all have good messages to give you. But what caught my eye that brought me on today was a handwritten letter sent to Fox News. This is by Gusipire, you know, a.k.a. Marcel Lazar Lahiel. He's that Romanian hacker that's responsible for hacking the computers of a number of government insiders, including people like George Bush, Colin Powell, Lisa Murkowski, and Sidney Blumenthal, and also a former aide to Bill Clinton. He's also accessed the email accounts owned by two members of the Council on Foreign Relations, members of the Rockefeller family, and accounts owned by Adam Posen, a member of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, and his wife, another owned by a former Federal Reserve Board official. So he's really hacked some people. These people, you would call them, a lot of them use the conspiracy therapies. Come on, the Rockefellers and all these people trying to world, rule the world. But again, let's go on with it. He says his intention was to expose the Illuminati and the Council, meaning I assume the Council on Foreign Relations, because I'm quoting from a handwritten letter that he had. In this handwritten letter, he calls Hillary Clinton one of the high priests, a goddess of this occult, Satanistic shadow group. He also said, I invested a great deal of time and effort trying to expose the crimes of the Rockefellers, the Bush clans, the Clintons, and many, many others. You know, he's seen things, of course, he was not supposed to see. Wake up, folks. These things aren't really conspiracy theories. These elite people that go to the Bohemian Grove and do all these different things, they are interconnected, and they are trying for a one-world thing. They're trying to push us to a one-world government. That's the globalist. That's what's really going on right now, which you even see in the election, is a battle between the globalists and the people like us that don't want to be under global power, that don't want that. In fact, maybe you're right. I'm saying that to my producer because he texted me just now and said, because I said conspiracy theories, he said conspiracy facts. That was actually, thank you, Frank, that was what I was looking for when I wrote conspiracy theories in this. But maybe one day he will be able to speak. Really, though, I'm surprised he's even still alive, as he is in a Romanian prison. Also, I noticed Hillary criticized North Carolina's Republican governor over the state's bathroom bill during a campaign stop in Raleigh on Tuesday. She says, right here in North Carolina, a very mean-spirited, wrong-headed decision by your legislator and your government governor to pass and sign House Bill 2 that has hurt this state. Hurt the state, really? Clinton told this to a crowd at Wake Technical Community College. Nat noticed they're going after the youth, boys after the youth. But more than that, it's hurt people. It sent a message to so many people that, well, you know, you're not really wanted. You're really not part of us. And this is Hillary talking, of course. My American dream is big enough for everybody. By the way, House Bill 2 was passed in the spring, and it requires transgender people to use public bathrooms and locker rooms that match the gender they are born with. After all, that's the way it is. And it, who are we to now, all of a sudden, people that are non, people made this decision that are non-doctors. Doctors have said prior to this, ongoing, that this was, in fact, a mental illness. Transgenderism is a mental illness. Well, I think it's something more than that, but we won't go to there right now. But what is her American dream? To do away with Christianity? After all, she's a globalist. She wants open borders. She's Obama on steroids, and even worse. There really is no normal this is really no normal election. Of course, was there ever really a normal election? I don't know. I can't remember so. It seems like ever since Reagan, all we've had is globalists in. The fate of America hangs on this. And is it just America that hangs on it, or is it the fate of the whole world? Remember that what the Bible says about men and women and each other's clothing, it says it's an abomination. So look, what does your value say? Are you biblical? Do you believe that you're biblical? If you're biblical, then why do you not go by these values? You know, the world has spent so much time trying to convince you that you only need the New Testament. And they have put these worldly ideas in your brain so that you would get away from the instructions. What's the instructions, you might say? Well, the instructions is, you know, you could even ask a Muslim that. Well, what is the instructions? What is that? Well, they say, well, that's the Torah. That's the Torah that was given to Moses by the Father. That is the instructions for holy living. That's what that is. The instructions for holy living. Torah, after all, does, it's an archery term that means hitting the mark. And so missing the mark is sin. So the problem is while the world calls it law, and it's a law that supposedly is done away with, yeah, the Torah contains law, but it isn't all law. But that isn't the point. It is instructions for holy living. You know, you think that the Father spent most of all of the Bible, look how much he wrote. trying to get people to follow the way that they should live holy, just so that when Yeshua would come, and after all, the Word, He is the Word, and the Word was made flesh. So if you did away with the Old Testament, and He's the Old Testament because He's the Word that was made flesh, then wouldn't you be doing away with Yeshua Himself? Of course you would be. Why would He spend all that time to, and then say, okay, it's all right, change gears, let's do something else, let's do exactly the opposite? No, one of the last words that we find in the Old Testament is it tells us that He changes not, the Father changes not. So these rules still apply. So it's wrong for men to dress up as women and women to dress up as men. Anyway, if we don't stop her, the world is next. Yes, the world is run by Govis, who hate Christian values. Should she protect us from the United Nations? I mean, the United Nations, have you been listening at all or watching? They're now talking about the United States paying black people back for once having been in slavery. Now, while I know slavery wasn't right, but, you know, what about the very African nations that sold the people off into slavery, or the Muslim slave traders that brought them to the United States? They don't talk about that. Shouldn't, if anybody should pay reparations or whatever they call it, shouldn't they be the ones that do it? And why should she? Look at it this way. I don't think that you can find many, and I'll say many because you can't ever tell how anybody's head really is, where it's at. But could you find very many people of the black race that would want to actually go back to Africa like that? Because if slavery didn't happen, then they wouldn't be here. They may have eventually came over, but for the most part, they probably would not have been here. And so they would not be able to take part in this American dream and this Christian freedom and the things that we enjoy that are soon to be taken away if the wrong person comes in the office. And what about the Internet? Why is America sidetracked with it? Well, we're sidetracked with the election, which we should be sidetracked with the election or watching the election. Obama is about to give away the Internet this coming Sabbath. That's the first of the month. Once that happens, they say that this can't be turned back. We can't say, wait a minute, and rein it back in. Once we give it away, that's it. Now, there are a couple of states I noticed today that are out there trying to sue to stop this action. But the problem is will they get the right judge? Because there are so many federal judges that across this nation that have been put in during Obama's tenure in office that are liberal judges that will go along with Obama automatically. So who will do it? And I noticed there was only, like, I think three or four states doing this. What's the matter with the rest of the states? And why is America asleep at the wheel on this? I don't get it. Because so much of it is globalism. They want this control. You know, they're even talking about, I read an article today about the FCC. You know, they are almost to the point, they've got a little trick up their sleeve. They're going to say that any news agency that has 5% or more owned by a foreign company or by foreigners, if they 5% is owned by a foreign company, then they are not allowed to comment on elections, candidates, or anything. That big target is Fox News. Now, I have really been upset with Fox News. I liked them a lot, and I still like them better than the other stations because they do have people on there like Sean Hannity and a few other ones that will seemingly give close to the truth, or, you know, but the point is they would immediately be shut down because Fox News, after all, is owned mostly by a foreign company, a British company. But the point of the matter is they're trying to shut everybody up. And if Hillary comes into office, and it wouldn't have to be Hillary, if any Democrat were to have come into office, then it will dramatically change things because all of these things that have been opened up are going to go on. especially the Supreme Court justices. See, just like I said, this is going to court to stop him from giving away the Internet. If he gets in front of a local judge, it's over with. Well, eventually that would go up to the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court has had liberal judges put in it, then that means the Internet shut down. And that means, get it, the Internet will not necessarily shut down, but your freedom of speech will be. People like me talking to you on radio and American Voice Radio probably would not be in existence. Neither would some of the other people that you like out there so well. They won't be in existence. They won't be able to speak because of this freedom of speech. And they will, and other countries will be allowed to come after you. You know, at least with American Voice Radio, you would have another option. You would be able to listen to us on KU Band Satellite. And you should talk to Frank about KU Band Satellite because they sell satellites over there. And these satellites aren't all that expensive. I think they'll be between $100 and $150, something like that. And one of these satellites you can pick up with extreme clarity what we're broadcasting, and those Internet rules would not apply on that. And so it's a very good thing to get. You also, for a short time, we could possibly go back to shortwave radio. But that would be just for a season before they literally come after us and shut us down. Folks, we are in that time of the end, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. This election is just very imperative. Trump, yes, is no saint, but we must get out and vote if you share your values or your freedom. Yes, maybe it's too late, but we should try, shouldn't we? Is it? I believe that it's never over until it's over. I mean, you know, until the last, we used to say it's till the last dog's hung, so to speak, when I was in the world. You know, you should get out there and do something, and you should talk to others. This is imperative. Anyway, so my prayers are that you pray about this radio program, folks, and, you know, pray about what we're saying. Because you know what? I risk, well, I believe that I've been anointed to do this. You know, we risk great things, sacrifices, in order to do this for you, to order to speak straight to you, to try to bring you the truth. Just as there are so many people out, there are a lot of people out there doing it. I'm not claiming to be the only talk radio person that's doing this, but I'm one of them, and I'm trying to do something, you know, at risk for myself and my family and our ministry and our church. So pray about it. Anyway, you need to check us out. You go over to prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And remember, you folks that are listening on smartphones, try MessiahsBranch.com. Try MessiahsBranch.com. Soon we're going to be coming up with another site for you that we're working on, probably a couple of months away. But we're also working on some other things. But we'll talk about that when we come back from break in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for a work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. You know, it's wintertime, and last week, well, I'm going to take it out of the norm and just talk for a minute. Last week, you all, and thanks for the response that was given to my wife. Last week. But anyway, here's the point. We talked about quite a few things last week. One of those was the bus. Of course, we got the bus fixed and the bus was running. You know, it's got another short problem with it, but we're working it out. And we had a little bit of money come in. We didn't have everything that we needed coming in by any way far, but we had enough to get our head above water. But we, you know, we still need your support. I mean, dramatically do we need your support because we haven't came out of that summer slump. But you need to please support us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us. We really do need your help for winter clothing, over-the-counter medications. And we never get any help. Well, I won't say never, but we usually don't get any help from any organizers, churches, or government agencies. It's only folks like you that supported us for the 17th year that we're in that makes this mission church work. You see, you know, let's go on with this. I'm just kind of really frustrated tonight because of all the bureaucracy that's against us. You know, we go over there, we are a church. We're a bona fide church. We're not a 501(c), but if we don't have that 501(c), it stops us, the agency. Well, we can't help you because you're not a 501(c). Well, you know, they don't even have to be one, but it's the government's deal to say, look, if you want dealt into this, you have to keep your mouth shut. You can't talk about politics and do all these other things. And so you take the 501(c) and we'll fix it where you can get some world-class donations because we could. There's been so many people that's told us that, well, go get a 501(c) and then maybe we can help you. Well, I'm not going to go into the bondage of the government. I'm not going to put the church under it when the church doesn't have to be under it, even when the IRS says that they don't have to be under it. That's the way it is. It's, you know, it's C3, you know. But the point of the matter is that so we're trying to do things in the right way according to the word of our Father, according to Yeshua. We're trying to do it the right way. And so, yeah, it's tough. It's just like it's tough doing the things that we do. It's so easy to go along with the world, but we don't go along with the world. You see, we're supposed to follow the Father, not follow the world. And that's what it's all about. So, yes, we minister to so many people, and, you know, we'll keep doing it as long as I can stand up, and unless the Father tells me to do it, not to do it, or they take our building away or something, we're going to keep doing it. And we do it at this great sacrifice, just like my wife said, you know, it's her life, and it's right. We built our life around it. Our children were brought up around the mission church and about helping others and helping the poor and helping the homeless. And this is what we do. And so, yes, it's our life. The other days of the week that when I'm not completely involved with the mission church, what am I doing? I'm doing radio, or I'm looking for radio guests to bring you the truth. We're putting out news on the blog spot to get you news. And you know how many hours we have to spend in reading to do that? Because I just can't just post the articles without knowing what's in them. Because I'm scared that I would be responsible to give you misinformation. So we really try our best, you know. And I want to thank, we're talking about radio for a moment. You know, radio is brought in to, so that it helps fund the mission church. Excuse me, I got to get a sip. The mission church. But, so radio is really important. This is our major way of fundraising. Well, I had somebody contact me in California, and brother, if you're listening to this program, I want to tell you I appreciate it. He's going to send me a new mixer board, I guess it is. It's with a digital recorder and some software for it and another mic. I appreciate that. I really do. We do really need that. But, folks, really what we need out there, if you're listening, if you've got an old screen around there, we need another screen really bad. Actually, I could use two of them really, really badly, but I also need a decent camera because we're trying to go video. You know, you think, well, you must get tons of donations. You should just go buy one. Well, most all money goes into the mission church. And so it's hard to take money away unless it's for a specific donation for radio. The donations come in. We use them for the Wichita Mission Church, you know, to keep to do that, and it takes so much money to do it. And I'm not trying to overbeg you, and that way you won't listen to the program, so we'll move on from that. But anyway, radio airtime's coming up. It's due on the 1st, and so pray about supporting radio airtime. We really do need your help for that. If you enjoy these programs and you're blessed by them, then you should donate to radio after all. Remember, we're not like a lot of radio programs. I'm not out here trying to sell you survival food and such, even though I believe strongly that you should have survival food. I'm not going to tell you you need it and sell it to you. I just can't do that. Even though they offered me a pretty good commission for doing that, I just can't do it. It's just not me. And so we don't sell anything, and so we need your help. So pray about it. Remember, all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. And remember, pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. You can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com or call me at 620-878-4682. Now back to what I was talking about. You know, even the protesters that's in Chicago say when Trump gets there, they're going to be violent. And, you know, so what is behind all these violent protesters? You know, it's not like it's just something that happened, you know, simultaneously, I guess is what I'm looking for, or, you know, just showed up and it accidentally happened, it got violent. But no, they said that they planned to be violent. And so who is really behind this? And who is behind Hillary and the globalist people? Have you ever heard of George Soros? Now, while there's a lot of globalists, this man seems to have his hand on everything. I mean, George Soros funded, been part of Obama's election, and he also is a big man behind Hillary Clinton. And he also wrote a thing called the Open Border Initiative, where he believes that the world should be nothing but open borders. And if you don't believe me, you just go Open Border Initiative, George Soros, and Google it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And you'll see that where all of these politicians get their ideas, or it sure seems like they all get their ideas from this one man, who, you know, it's also a think tank. But you have to believe that for George Soros, there's so many of these other Illuminati people behind him. And so this is their thing. No border. And if you have no border, then America becomes like the other countries, becomes like America and Mexico gets the same. Now, I mean, I'm not putting down Mexico, but it is not up to par as what the freedoms and things that you have here in the United States. It's not as safe as the United States, or the United States really isn't all that safe right now, but there's the point. With open borders, anybody could come in. They could bring anything in. Obama admitted recently, it's been admitted, they're not even vetting the people that come in because they really have no way to vet them. It's just the idea is cram everybody in here. And if we can't get it done, then they won't be able to get rid of all of them. If we can't get it done by the time it changes to a conservative or a so-called conservative and we shut the border, that these people, their mere presence here is a danger to us because they don't come in wanting American values. They come in wanting to change America to their values. And I'm talking basically about the Muslims right now because they'll try to change us to Sharia law. And they have more than one wife. And even if they don't have more than one wife, what do? They don't believe in birth control and they believe in large families. And so they will outnumber us in a short period of time. And then they hope that they'll all vote Democrat in order to keep it going. And so there you do. You lose the keys to the United States. Right now, this election is so important. You know, we know as a fact that George Soros funds Black Lives Matter and other groups, such as the violent protests that they had in Ferguson. We found out after the protest by the protesters themselves that they were paid by George Soros. Well, George Soros gave the money to a community organizing group to pay them. The group didn't pay fast enough, and so they protested the community organizing group. And come to find out, they were supposed to get $5,000 a month. This hasn't stopped. But how is that even legal? I mean, it seems like we're talking about a foreigner, somebody that does not live in this country, back at all these people that have that are causing the racial riots, but yet, you know, it's not illegal. But that's why is it illegal? Just like my wife says, I don't understand. Why isn't somebody arrested over their stuff? Like most Americans think, well, if it's truly illegal, somebody would be arrested. Surely the FBI or somebody would go after them. But the FBI, just like they didn't go after Hillary, the FBI and the State Department, any of the people that are in charge of law enforcement, they go by what the president says. And so you don't have anybody that wants to enforce the law. That's why Trump's running on, I'm the law and order president. All we have to do, really, is start enforcing the laws that are here in this country, and America would change dramatically. Dramatically. Anyway, so we know that he funded Ferguson protesters and others. So I don't understand why that's even legal. You know, we live in such a crazy world. You know, right now, Yeshua came from a woman's egg. You know, you realize that, right, of course. In the garden, you remember, as the story goes, when it was time to give out the punishment, the devil got his first. And her seed is going to crush, you know, was going to crush the devil's head. Well, of course, that's Yeshua. But you realize the great blessing that he gave to the woman before she received her punishment, which all in all, it didn't seem all that bad. But, you know, he got her a great blessing that meant that from her seed would crush the devil. And so the devil really hates her. But, you know, a woman, part of her punishment would say that she would have bear children in great pain. But all that pain isn't just physical pain. That's emotional pain. You ever watched as your mother really, maybe not your dad as much, nothing down to all of us dads out there, but, you know, women are emotional creatures, and they have such great pain and sorrow over their children. But, you know, that great pain and sorrow is turned into wonderful prayers, emotional prayers, that when emotional prayers where it's at, because it shows the faith. They cry out to the Father in this emotional faith, and those prayers are heard. That's, man, you should learn a lesson from a woman's prayers. Yeah, absolutely. Because while we're cut and dried people, they really put emotion into things, and the emotion shows the faith. And so a woman was given actually a beautiful gift. And the devil doesn't like women. He doesn't like it at all. And so now what's going on? Now they're talking about how these children are going to be able to be made from just any kind of a cell in a man. And really, we're talking about having children without a female egg. Now, yeah, that's possible, but I mean, it's my understanding that the spark of life and the spirit is placed into children when a male sperm hits the female egg. In fact, scientists have recently said there's an actual literal spark when that happens. And the father does that. Would our father still do this? Would these children come forward without a spirit? Would there be some kind of other spirit, like maybe that of a fallen angel that would get into these children? I really don't know. I'm not God, and I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But it just doesn't sound right. Does it sound right to you? Is this the kind of world you want to live in? And so these things are going on, even if, and what about war? You know, it says we hear wars and rumors of wars, and, you know, people move along with their business and say, yeah, everything's going on over there in Syria. But, you know, there's a proxy war going on with Syria. Actually, one side of this proxy war is Russia giving armaments and military advice and bombings and everything to the side of the Syrians, which we want to overthrow the Syrians. So we're giving guns, ammunition to other people. And in one case, that's how ISIS got started, but that's another program. Maybe we'll get Frank on to come and tell us about that sometime. But anyway, point is that it's a proxy war. So Russia and America are already at war. That could change at any moment because of stray bombs. And they're already talking about things where it's went over and people have accidentally got blown up or whatever. But the point is, it could escalate into not a proxy war, but a war between the United States and Russia. You know that America doesn't believe in first strike use of nuclear weapons, but Russia does. Russia believes in using nuclear weapons to stop escalation of war. In other words, they believe if they start to lose a little bit, you know, then they believe that they are fully able to use nuclear weapons. And so we're at a very dangerous, dangerous place. It's been prophesied that Mystery Babylon is America, and that America would be taken out by a nuclear strike. And it would be Russia and some of the other nations. But is that possible? We don't even have to be. We do not even have to be Mystery Babylon, as these people would suggest. And I'm not saying that we're not. I just don't know, because my Bible doesn't say Mystery Babylon is absolutely America. So I don't know. I'm not thus saith Lord kind of guy when, you know, I might feel as something, but unless he gives me verbalization of it and I see it in writing, I don't want to be in trouble with the Father for that saying thus saith the Lord when it's not thus saith the Lord. You know what I mean? But anyway, let's go back to that. But America could very well be taken out. In fact, Putin was had told his generals that if Hillary comes in, then it's going to be nuclear war. Now, I've seen this report several times a few months back, and that means because he couldn't work things out with her. But Trump, he says that he can work it out. Is it possible? Is it possible we could work out a deal with him? Because after all, Russia is on the aggressive stance right now. But you can't blame him in the sense that you got to flip it around and look from their side of the point of view, you know. They're back in Syria, which is actually, even though we might not like what Syria did or was doing, but Syria was keeping their foot on Islamist over there. And it, for all intents and purposes, it's a legitimate nation. Well, did we have the right to take him out? And it's an ally of Russia. Russia said, you're my ally. I will back you up if something happens. And so they're doing what their agreement is with them. They're honoring their agreement. And, you know, you could say, well, evil, bad, good, whatever. I'm not arguing that. But look what Obama did and Hillary did, absolutely. Libya, you know, Gaddafi, he was holding his foot on the Islamists. Libya is just a mess, you know. It's crazy. It's the same way with Iraq and all the things that we were keeping down. Obama turned it loose, and it caused a realignment of nations that's even happening right now, and all getting ready for the finale of things when Yeshua returns, which would be the War of Armageddon. And so those things are coming up. It's getting worse. It's getting worse, folks. Will America be saved out of this mess? Will we have a place of safety called America anymore? Will the freedom that you're enjoying right now last on? But, you know, I think it's a veil. If you lift the veil, your freedom has been taken away. I'm 61 years old. I had more freedom when I was young than I do now. I can see it be taken away, but people are like robot zombies. You know, they're walking around with their cell phones and into the mini little computers, and all they're interested in what's going on that screen. They don't have a grasp with reality. Maybe here within the center of the United States, we do have a little better grasp. But there's so many people that are completely sidetracked, and I worry about our youth. But, you know, I was talking to a young man, and I'm hoping maybe he ends up listening to this radio program. I talked to him in the gym the other night. He's a millennial. And he originally was, I think, for Hillary, or, you know, but then he really looked for himself, and he saw all the evilness of the things. And so, you know, he is going to vote for Trump. And it's also like, you know, I was out talking to a black man on the street corner, and I say black man not because I believe that we're different in blood. It's just that's what he is. And you should know this for what I'm going to say. And he's actually a pimp. And he's a pretty nice guy, his wife, for being a pimp. I witnessed to these people. And his wife. He prostitutes his wife. But it's actually the other way around. The wife is the major, source of it. And she has him guarded. But anyway, make a long story short, we were talking, and he told me that, you know, he's like me. He, all the racism that keeps being brought up, he really doesn't see it. And he said, Obama was just a terrible president, you know, and he caused all this racism and things, and it was brought to this country. And he is awake to see that. And so I'm not saying that he's not uneducated or not smart, but what about the educated black people out there also? Are they going to actually vote for Hillary, or are they using their intelligence and going to do this? I believe that they are going to vote for Trump. I'm praying that it's going to be a landslide. I don't know what you're praying for, and that's because I want my family safe. I want your family safe. And that's why I do this radio program, is to warn you. The Father put it on my heart to warn you, and I'm warning you. And, you know, for as much as I'm worried about my family, I'm worried about yours. I am worried about yours, and I'm worried about my brothers and sisters, meaning my fellow people in Messiah. I'm worried about you, and I'm worried about you when you go to church and your pastor doesn't tell you the truth, or he just avoids all these issues. Maybe he isn't lying to you, but maybe he's just avoiding the truth. So you need to hear these things. These things need to come out. It's critical. The world is on the brink. Anybody that says it isn't, just you're not looking. You're not looking hard enough. That is, it's on the brink for those that want a free way of life and a Christian way of life, a Yeshua way of life. That is what is in danger. If you want the world's way of life, well, then you know, it's going on. Well, that is, unless we come to a war, because you know what? We could very well be in a war with Russia at any moment. And we are, Islamic terrorism, as they call it, or whatever, it is at war with the infidels. We're the infidels to them. And, you know, we should be watching also. I need to get this in. Right now, the Deutschel, now I can't pronounce this, so I'm going to spell it, Deutsche, bank in Germany, looks like it could go under any time. This could have a domino effect, and it's already ready to happen. I mean, listen to this real quick report that I'm going to give. Just a few short weeks ago, the German government recommended that its citizens prepare for a national emergency by stockpiling food, water, and cash. Was this impending economic collapse? Here's the reason why. This is a nation that isn't used to having to deal with such things, and their hardline stance against the Greek financial crisis put them in a position whereby they will look hypocritical if they step in to help a German financial institution, basically when they turned their backs on Greece. A bank holiday left the Greeks with no access to money, and their financial collapse resulted in tens of thousands of Greeks being unable to feed their kids and a skyrocketing suicide rate. Merkel, that's the prime minister of Germany, open-door policy for migrants has also caused some deep divisions, with massive gains among the far right who have pledged to get out of migration. Their country is almost in civil war, so to speak. The country is being besieged by sexual assaults, and a rise of violence over the last few months has one to ask how long the strong men of Europe can keep traveling on its present course. The point is Europe is teetering on the brink. Although we're thousands of miles away, we must take a note what happens here, because this could all fall over like a house of dominoes, like a house of cards. And you could go to the Organic Prepper for more on this, or you just Google this bank. And I think even the Drudge Report has something right on the front, you know, right on their thing about this bank. This could be a domino effect. I really believe most all the banks out there are just being propped up. And look for this to happen. A lot of it is being propped up before the elections to make Obama look good. What happens after the election if Trump comes into office? We could be faced with a huge financial collapse. Anyway, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. But really, tonight I'm asking you to pray about supporting radio, because we need to pay radio airtime. So please, please, please support radio. We could use your donations. Remember, we really need a camera so we can go to video. We're trying to transition things to you. And remember, this is just a small ministry, and, you know, a church, and we really do need your help. But remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins and rose 3 days after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. How can you be saved if you're not a blessing to others? I don't understand that. People go around, oh, I'm saved, I believe in Yeshua, I believe in Jesus. But really, you know, the way they treat people and their kindness, and I don't understand it. You must be a blessing to others. I mean, if not, how can that spirit in you be working? I don't get it. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That is like praying for Messiah's return. That is like praying for Yeshua's return. Because there really will never be any peace, for that matter, in the world, period, until Yeshua returns. Remember, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and please be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.